The word sounds as painful physically as it is emotionally.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
The word is festering. Just sounds painful, doesn't it? You've probably experienced that. I know I have, when a splinter gets under your skin and you're not aware that it's there until you see the redness and the swelling, the festering that's there. And you know that as soon as you get that splinter out, you'll begin to experience relief almost immediately. Well, the same thing is true emotionally. Somebody may hurt us, and it's like a splinter in our emotions. And maybe at first we don't even realize it's there until it begins to hurt. It begins to fester. Sometimes it shows up in physical symptoms. Sometimes it shows up in the fact that we're constantly rehearsing in our mind that hurt that took place. Or sometimes it shows up when we begin to snap at people that are around us and totally innocent, and they haven't done anything to us, and we find ourselves being very short with them. What happens when something emotionally festers is it begins to manifest itself as bitterness. In a recent episode of the Craig and Greg Show, my podcast partner and good friend Greg Harris was talking to me about my newest book. Check out what we had to say about bitterness.
Any cautions on becoming bitter as a leader? You talk about it at times in different chapters, just like guard your heart, but like the bitterness, that's pretty easy.
Well, I remember there was a dear, sweet lady who had a lot of years of experience going through this. And when we were, my wife and I were going through a really rough pasture with a lot of biting sheep. And I had a chance to, both of us, to spend some time with her. And I remember her leaning across to Betsy and putting her finger right on her chest like this. And she says, "Don't let it get in there. Put on her, don't let it get in there because it's too hard to get out and it's not worth it." And that's, I think, when you start internalizing it. And so I do talk about some ways to, like, I have one chapter that's called your emergency release valve, you know, how do you pop that, but, and how it has its appropriate place. That's why I originally just called the title your release valve. And then I said, no, it needs to be the emergency. This can't be an ongoing thing, because then that's telling me that it's getting to that win-lose thing. Yeah. I need to, I release the steam so that I can come back in a better place. And that's keeping the bitterness out of my heart too. Yeah. But the hardest thing to do, but the most effective thing, is forgiveness.
Yeah. Boy, it's so hard. But at the same time, if we do understand, the first section is understanding what's going on, why, whether it's you caused it, or you contributed to it, or you had a little bit to do with it.
Right.
It's good to know that ahead of time before you come up with an action plan.
Yes.
The best approach is to not let it get in there. But once it is in there, the next best approach is to get it out of there as quickly as you can. My book, When Sheep Bite, is designed to be a healing book. It's divided into three sections. The first section allows us to look at our own heart. The second section goes through those things that cause those splinters, those pains, or the bites, the things like gossip and slander and people questioning our authority or even abandoning us. And then the third section of the book is about recovery and healing and moving forward. I'm really excited to announce that later this summer, I've been asked to lead a cohort of pastors. This will be exclusively pastors who want to heal from the bites that they've experienced. I hope that you can join me for that. That cohort will help bring healing to you, as well as my book will. In the show notes, I've shared links where you can pick up a copy of the book, or you can join me on this upcoming cohort.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.